Hello.
Hi, this is Joyce calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Paul?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, hi, Paul. I hope everything is going good on your end and things are going well with your business. So, yeah, I just wanted to check in because of a due payment.
Yeah, I'm still not quite able to make that. It'll be very soon. I've got three new contracts signed, and I've got I'm almost at a point where I'm picking up a couple payments. So I apologize for the delay and whatnot. And so that's where I'm at. But I don't have any intentions of like, I mean, I hope it don't get to a point where y'all just cancel me out, I guess. That would be unfortunate. I don't have intentions of canceling. It's just been very tight
I
the time of
understand,
year.
Paul.
And
Okay, yeah.
with wars and interest rates and all kinds of things, it's a little bit of a tough time. So.
I hear you, Paul. Yeah, I'll just continue to make note of that here, okay? And when you're ready to settle the payments, just give us a call back,
Yep, I
okay?
will.
And
Okay.
yeah, we will continue to check as well. We also follow up
Yeah, I
if
would
ever.
appreciate it, and I'll be in touch as soon as it's possible. Okay. Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you
Yeah.
so much.
You're very welcome.
I was going to ask you one thing too. Is what weren't I running a Google Verified and a Google Ads campaign?
Let me check here. We're actually running Google Ads, Paul. So every month there is a $500 budget. Yeah, for the Google Ads. And also we're running Facebook Ads, which has $100 budget every month.
How much does that have?
So Google advertising, $500, Facebook ads, $100, and your local or the SEO fee, $129 per month. So that's $729 per month.
And is there a charge because I thought there was like a Google Verified charge or something monthly.
Okay, as for the Google Verified, let me check.
Isn't that when you got the little blue check mark by your name or whatever the case is or something?
Yes, let me check that here.
You still there with me?
Yeah, I'm still here,
Okay.
Paul. So yeah, I'm still checking your Google Verified. Yeah, for the Google Verify, there were no invoice, okay, for last month since there were like no leads that comes that came in last month. So
Is Google Verified something that I get charged by per lead?
yes, that is correct.
And does that amount vary from lead to lead?
Yes, that is correct. So, like for example, last month you received, let's say, like two leads, okay? So depending how many valid leads, you know, you get from last month, we will bill you that lead the next month, usually first week of next month.
Well, how does it work with what makes one lead cost me more than another lead?
Well, the cost per lead it will depend on the services, Paul. So.
Well, do you mean like, I mean, I only do two things. I build new in-ground concrete pools and I remodel in-ground concrete pools. Is that what you mean by the services? Is it the services that I offer?
Yeah, it depends on the the services and also the let me see. Yeah, it depends on the service or the location, okay, where we're running the Google Verified ad campaign. But for the...
Well, you only run the Google Verified campaign in my service area, correct? I mean, I would...
Yes, that is correct.
So why would the service area dictate what the cost to me is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have this what they call like bidding. So
they have what now?
They have this what they call bidding.
Bidding.
Yes. So it depends, like, you know, per area we're targeting. So. Before we get to sign you up with the Google Verified, so one thing that we would check first is, you know, is the estimated cost per lead in your market or in your area.
You mean what other companies charge people for leads?
It's not, you know, what the company. I think this is what, you know, like the Google decides. It's different, you know, from the Google Ads, because for Google Ads, you know, it's just per click, right? So for Google Verified, it depends on the market.
Yeah, that sounds odd. I don't quite get that. But
it's really
Google Verified. I was Google Verified, and you're saying that I'm not now. I'm not Google Verified now.
You're Google Verified. There is a difference, okay, with the local Google Business profile. So this one is, you know, for the Google Business profile, this is the listing, okay? I mean, on the, what's this, like on the local search. When you search for, like, services, pool construction, you know, if your page is, or if your listing is fully optimized, you can be found, like, in the local search results. For the Google Verified, there is, like, a different section. It can still be found, like, in the local search, but different section on Google.
Well, I have to tell you, Joyce, that I'm thoroughly confused about what you're telling me. I don't get what that means at all.
Yeah, Google Verified, I'm sorry for the confusion. You know, a lot of our clients get confused with the Google Verified and also the actual Google Business Profile. Google Verified, formerly known Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, or other name is Local Services Ads.
And what about Local Splash? Is before I ever did anything with Google, I would receive leads from Local Splash. Is that still active?
Yeah, that is still active.
Because I haven't had a lead through Local Splash in, well, I know I haven't been up to date on my payments, but mm-hmm. Because that's actually a different payment, isn't it?
is that a local splash
yes.
payment and then a Google
yes.
verified or Google something lead? Because
yes.
I don't get the verified part of it. That makes no sense to me at all. But anyway, I don't, because, and with the Google Ads part of it, how much is that a month?
$500 per month for Google Ads.
Am I locked into that in a contract, or can I just say?
No, there is no contract for that one. If you decide, you know, not to continue with the Google Ads, and just focus on the local SEO, yeah, we can
mm-hmm.
remove Google Ads anytime.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think I'd like to. I mean, I understand I owe you for past, pay, you know, whatever. So I understand that. But can we turn off the Google Ads for this at this point?
Sure, yeah, I can do that.
But also, let me say, though, that if somebody goes on Google
mm-hmm.
and they say, and they, you know, looking for a in-ground pool builder in Polk County, Florida, or Hillsborough County, Florida, my service areas with all the different cities that are in those areas, will I still come up in that?
As long as you're Google Business listing is fully optimizable.
Well, is that the case right now?
Okay, so for your Google Business profile, there is actually heavy competition, okay, in the area that we're targeting. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
one thing I want to discuss with you as well is, you know, we need to work on gathering more positive reviews for the Google profile, okay, to help.
What I'm saying, though, is do I come up in Google somewhere when they Google
yes.
that? Okay.
Yes.
So
yes.
I'm just not,
this
not
is publicly
high,
visible.
The list.
Yes, yes, that is correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Google Ads, yeah, let me turn that off for the time being, okay?
Sure.
And then
sure.
I'll I don't know, we'll just see how things, you know, move
mm-hmm.
forward here.
Okay.
All right. Well,
sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'll be in touch when I can make that payment. I don't know if there's a way to do it online or if I have to call in, and you can check back with me. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Well, yeah, I have already removed your the Google Ads, and
okay.
when you're ready to, you know, reactivate Google Ads, just let us know. Okay. So we can add it back.
Right.
And,
okay.
Yeah, your new billing amount is $229. Okay, so.
Say that again.
$229. Yeah.
What do you mean? $229. What?
The $129 for the local SEO fee, and $100 for Facebook ads. So a total of $229. That's your new billing amount.
And so what? What was part of that for local splash?
Okay, for the local splash, what's included in that package is, optimization, okay,
mm-hmm.
And regular updates, keeping your profile up to date with latest information, posts and offers, directory listings, okay, listings your business on high authority local directories, such as the Yelp, the Bing listing, Google Places, Yellow Pages, and also localized content creation. So I'm not sure if you're aware, but we write blog posts and articles, okay, that is relevant to your audience, okay? So we incorporate location-specific keywords into like Google content, okay, to improve the local search ranking. So if you're curious what these contents are, these are all available, okay, in your local splash dashboard. So when you log in, you can go to posts and see there the postings or the contents we have created.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for your help, okay?
Okay, yeah, you're very welcome, Paul. So, let me know if you have any questions for me, though.
Okay, will do. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, you're very welcome. Thank you so much again for your time. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.